and it's not going to work. I just don't have a real feel for it. This is the first time a major professional sports league has ventured into that city. It is very different from when I first went there. There were about 300,000 people and then 600,000, and now there's nearly 2 million or maybe a little bit more than 2 million people there. It's a different environment, but is it a hockey city? Bob Strum is the former general manager of the Las Vegas Thunder. They were in the International Hockey League and had a number of notable players play for that team, played their games, if I remember correctly, at the Thomas and Mack Center. Bob Strum joins us on the telephone. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Good. What did Elvis used to say? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah. and listen, when Cujo, I lived in Vegas, and I used to go to the Santa Fe Hotel, and you guys used to practice on many mornings at the Santa Fe, and it was when Cujo was there, and I would sit behind the end glass there looking into the casino, and I'd sit at the bar wasn't open, and sit and play video poker and watch your team practice. It was, even for somebody who's been to all the sporting events I've been to, I always thought that was very cool. How was your time in Las Vegas?
Well, it's it was great. I mean, I still live here. 3 years later, I'm still got my place here. I worked for Columbus for 12 years, but kept my place here. And no, I think that to be honest with you, I think it. You know, Vegas is ready for a major league team. The last population count was 2.2 million. It's a great city. I mean, it's far beyond the Strip and where the tourists hang out. It's a terrific city, and I think it's ready. Can I guarantee you that hockey is going to be the sport? I can't, but I think that they got a heck of a run at it.
What can you take from your years 93 to 99 with the Thunder that can relate to what we've got going to happen now?
Our initial acceptance, as you recall, was very good. We averaged 9,000-10,000 there at the Thomas and Mack for 3 years. But it's not a minor league town. I mean, I think, you know, it's a major league town. It's a major event town. And I think, Vegas is the best at making the events major. So, you know, it's like Cirque du Soleil has 5 shows twice a night here and they sell them out. So, I mean, you that's what they have to do. They have to make 41 major events. They have to get the casinos involved, which has been a challenge for a previous teams here, you know, with suites and tickets and support. If they can do that, I think it'll be a success. I think casinos hold the key.
Well, and you made a point there, and I want to kind of expand on it because I think it's important for people to understand that there are really two Las Vegases. One is the Strip that most people see of Las Vegas. I read a statistic, you know, 95% of the people that go to Orlando for a vacation rent a car. In Vegas, it's 5%. People walk up and down the Strip. They don't go a block either direction. Those of like you and I, when I lived there, we rarely went to the Strip, at least in the evening, maybe to see a show. But whatever else you need is away from the Strip. We sort of avoided it. Is the arena being... Go ahead.
No question. I mean, it's a major city, you know. But yeah, no, the arena's on the Strip. They'll have... there's lots of parking, like the hotels. It's right next door to the Monte Carlo and the New York, across the street from the MGM. I mean, there's lots of parking, lots of valet parking, although they're starting to charge for parking here a little bit. But no, I think the traffic will be a bit of an issue, but where isn't it with major sports events? So I don't think any of that is any different here in Vegas than it is in any other major city in the country.
Bob, there's so many perceptions about Vegas from those who haven't been there, but especially from people on what different professional sports leagues, how they view it as a city, as a market, because of the gambling, et cetera. Now, you continue to live there, of course, but you were last with a semi-pro team back in 1999. When you were there, did you ever get the sense that maybe one day a pro league would move into that market? Because the gambling deal. There was so many leagues try to distance themselves from it. But now in 2016, it's obviously changed with, you know, with all the fantasy stuff. What did you think? Did you think this would be a possibility?
Well, no. I mean, I in terms of the major sports, for sure. Like, I don't know that hockey was a priority at that time. I think probably they dabbled with the NBA for a bit, and they had the All-Star game here, and that scared the hell out of them.
Yeah.
So you haven't heard Vegas and the NBA in the same sentence since. And I guess first in, first served, do a good job, and you know, we'll find out. I'm confident that they, if they do the right things, they've done a heck of a job with their season ticket push. They got over 14,000 commitments. Now those are deposits. So even if they're 10,000 plus, that's better than a number of teams in the NHL.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I kind of thought that basketball was the most logical step. I mean, I was there when Tarkanian coached the Rebels, and basketball was the story at the Thomas and Mack. Sold-out crowds every night, celebrity-driven. Big-name Hollywood types would drive in from L.A. or fly in from L.A. just for the night. Magic Johnson, when he was with the Showtime Lakers, used to come over and at least four or five times a year would fly in just to see the Rebels play. And I kind of thought that basketball buzz, and you know yourself, the college football team doesn't draw flies. The minor league baseball team does okay, but the weather isn't really conducive to baseball in the summertime.
No, minor league baseball, the major league team pays the salaries.
So yeah, that's right.
It's a different animal. It's the only minor league sport that survived here over the years.
Yeah,
But you got a sense for, you know, for the electricity of a major sports event with the Rebels. I had lunch with Tark a couple times. I was ready to play when we were done.
Oh my God, yeah.
This guy was amazing.
Yeah. He was unbelievable. But the teams he put on the court were unbelievable too. I mean, the national championship in 89.
It depends on the entertainment value of the games. I mean, the NHL hockey is the best live entertainment value in sports. I'm biased, but I don't think there's any question now with the boys are bigger, stronger, faster, quicker. It's an amazing product. But I think they have to play that way. I think they, you know, being an expansion team, I don't know how much skill they're going to have off the bat, but you've got to play up tempo, you got to play high pace, and you got to play physical. I mean, I know they're fighting is not really a part of the game anymore, but they've got to get some bangers and crashers in here as they build a team, and that's what the fans like here.
It's amazing, isn't it, though, guys? Like, you know, you think about Tarkanian and all the talk of whether or not they'll ever be a team there. I just got back from Oakland, and they're convinced there that the Raiders are going to Vegas, almost as if it's a signed, sealed, delivered deal.
I am, too.
We're talking about two pro sports leagues and two pro sports franchises that are going to move into a city how long had thought there was almost a barrier and a wall of no chance. No chance are you coming here. And now it's completely changed.
Well, I don't know about you, Bob, but you know, I have business associates, and we've talked a lot about the potential competitive battle between the National Football League and the NHL in Las Vegas. I think they can coexist very nicely. I don't think one will really impact on the other. Do you?
I agree. I think they're two different animals. I mean, the one thing about the NFL, I mean, it's eight games plus an exhibition or two or whatever it is. I mean, it's not, but any given Sunday, man. I mean, we all love the NFL, but I think it's two completely different approaches. You know, they're going to have to build the hockey fanatics here in time. I think it's a game that attracts the sports addict, so I agree. I'll believe it when I see it, when the Raiders end up here. I know that they're working hard. I don't know if it's a negotiating ploy by Davis or whether he's sincere about coming here, but either way, I don't think there's any interference, and I think the announcement, if it comes, hopefully next week, first in, there's 3-4 years from a major stadium for football in town here. You know, Sam Boyd Stadium, the college stadium, is, you know,
it's not good enough.
120 degrees on the field.
Yeah.
In August. And
so, yeah, it's 30,000 seats too. I mean, you can't even convert it. You're going to knock it down and you're going to build something.
Let me tell you a quick story.
Ray sure.
Elgard lives here. You know, Ray's a buddy of mine, and he lives here, the famous Rough Rider. And as you recall, the CFL was here for a year. And the Riders played the Outlaws. And it was 120 degrees on the field, and the game went into overtime, if you can believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Riders won the flip, and they had a little huddle, and they said, "Boys, either we score or they score." It was too damn hot.
We're getting the hell out of here.
Continue. Exactly.
Well, one of the interesting things, I don't know if you agree with this, I mean, there's whenever you talk about Vegas, there seems to be a constituency that believes that because Las Vegas is a tourist destination, I think around 40 million people a year go to Las Vegas, that a major professional sports franchises will draw tourists to games. I don't subscribe necessarily to that theory, except when it comes to the NFL.
Yeah, I think that'll work for the
and
NFL.
And I think there you can make a weekend of it and go to your football game and then get out of town on Sunday night. Do you think that tourists will make up a significant portion of the crowd at the new arena in Vegas?
Not significant, but I think you've probably got 9 or 10 teams that you've got the old six. You know, five of those teams are in the East, so they play here one time. So I think that you'll get some of that from those teams. Chicago will be in the West, so, you know, they have a following everywhere they go. And then you've got LA, Anaheim. Those people will certainly fill up the 15. That'll be a gong show getting over here. And then you got Phoenix, which still has trouble putting people in their own building. And you got San Jose. So I think a third of the league, you might see that. But as far as, I don't think a lot of tourists are going to come to Vegas to watch hockey. I mean, they're, you know, Canadians are coming here to have fun for 3 days. They're not coming here to watch hockey games.
Yeah.
They can do it anytime. So I think it's a minor asset, but I think that they've got to, as I said, they've got to build their own following here, and they've got to get the support of the casinos.
Well, one last question. Yesterday we were told that the projection was for Sunday afternoon games for the new franchise for the Black Knights, assuming that's what they're going to be called.
Well, I think they should call them the Las Vegas Lights.
Well, I don't mind that either. I don't mind the name.
It's going to be Knights, it should be the Long Knights, not the Black Knights.
I like that. But they talk about Sunday afternoon games, and my first response was, I think that's the worst time possible. Because you know, as a resident of Las Vegas,
not against the NFL. I
mean, it's not even that.
Football league, no, but everybody here bets and watches.
Yeah, sure,
the
they
NFL
do.
On Sunday. So you know, during the NFL season, I don't ascribe to that, but you know, I guess we'll see what they decide to do. I'm sure that they've done a lot of research, and it'll be interesting. I don't think Sunday afternoon games are really that good in any market unless you're sold out all the time.
Well, the other thing, too, is if you're trying to draw tourists, as you well know, that Sunday and Thursday are in-and-out days. I mean, the tourists are at the airport either just getting in or just going out, and you kind of eliminate that tourist base.
The tourists, and if they're staying till Monday, they're resting up on Sunday after Friday and Saturday nights.
Well, there you go. All that is true. Bob, we look forward to the announcement next week, and then we'll watch with great interest as they put the pieces together on this franchise. Would you like to be involved?
Well, I got a terrific job. I work for Bill Gallagher, Avenir Sports. He owns the Portland Winterhawks and Lausanne in the Swiss League. So, you know, but if they come knocking on my door,
you'll answer.
It's unlocked.
Listen, thanks a lot for taking some time for us today. We greatly appreciate it.
Hey guys, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.
Have a good day. Stay cool. Bob Strum, the former general manager of the Las Vegas Thunder in the International Hockey League. He was there from 1993 to 1999. I think it's around 40 degrees Celsius in Las Vegas today. So